on campus
and online.
This is URN. The Pulse.
In campus news, on a date Varsity normally begins, we have spoken to sports officer Kiri Madhani to find out why the event is being held over a two-week period following the Easter break this year.
It's really exciting, actually. It's something that we're trying, and I've had feedback from previous sports officers over the last couple of years that it's something that we've tried to do, and this year, at the moment, we're on track to manage it. And the reason why we've gone for a two-week period to have this Varsity series is to help build the hype, to help build the buzz. It doesn't interfere with the Bucks season. It means players can come back, they can have a term of sport before exams, and we can lengthen the way that sports sort of played and watched over the year. So we've got all these crunch games for Bucks that are very important, and we move into this series.
Campaigners are calling on the government to suspend any further fracking in the UK over environmental fears. The laws about the extraction of shale gas will be debated in Parliament today, with critics warning the process is harming the environment. Ministers say shale development is compatible with the goal to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Government advisor Professor Peter Stiles explains the thinking behind the policy.
The financial benefits are that we will actually have some measure of control over access to oil and gas. That doesn't necessarily mean it will be significantly cheaper, but what it will do, it will regulate the ups and downs.
Greece has voted for the left-wing party Syriza in the weekend election, with their leader vowing to end the humiliation of austerity. The result is said to put the country into opposition with the European Union. Downton Abbey has picked up another top prize in the US, as the period drama has won Best Ensemble Cast in the 21st Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards. In the film section, the top prize went to dark comedy Burn Man, whilst Eddie Redmayne picked up Best Actor for his portrayal of Professor Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. Serena Williams had to battle back from a set down to reach the quarterfinals of the Australian Open Tennis early this morning. The 18-time Grand Slam champion beat Gabrielle Muguruza 2-6, 6-3, 6-2, and will face last year's runner-up Dominika Cibulkova next. Williams said she is pleased with how she turned around the match.
She made me play a lot better. I had to play the best match of the tournament or else I was going to be out. Every shot I hit, she just basically hit a winner on, so I had to change my approach. I was hitting a little bit too much to her.
Today will be dry with occasional bright and sunny spells as temperatures peak at the seasonal average of 7 degrees Celsius. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 23 minutes past 10.